Hi, everyone, and thank you so much for tuning into the Kelly Joe Show on Talk Jive Radio, a Dan Minden production distributed by the Institute for Native Arts and Media, a 501c3 nonprofit organization based in Norman, Oklahoma. The views and opinions expressed in this segment are those of the individual and do not necessarily reflect those of the INAM organization. Welcome, welcome. We have a special guest for this segment. We have Mr. Leon Natker. He is the Director of Institutional Advancement at the First Americans Museum here in Oklahoma City. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
And thank you so much for coming on this segment of the show and talking to us about AT&T Sundays at the First Americans Museum.
Great. Well, I'm delighted to be here and thank you for having me.
Now, let's talk about the way that AT&T and AT&T's foundation partnered with FAM and their contribution and what that's for.
Okay, AT&T came into FAM's family back in 2017 as part of the Capital Campaign. Anybody who's been here in Oklahoma for any length of time has watched FAM grow over the, you know, it's taken more than 20 years to get us built. We opened in September of 2021. And AT&T wanted to provide for programs for youth in the area for free, basically. So while we were building, we had funding from them that helped us with various educational programs that we constructed during the period of the Capital Campaign so that we could educate the youth about what FAM was going to be about, what kind of exhibits we were going to have. We also used it as a part of our research. And now that we're open, starting just recently, we now have AT&T Sundays, and that's the third Sunday of every month going forward for the next 5 years. And on the third Sunday of every month, children under the age of 12 and under get in for free. So it's a great way for parents and for grandparents to come here on a Sunday and enjoy the museum and bring the whole family.
I mean, if folks haven't been to the First Americans Museum, especially living in Oklahoma or anywhere right here in its immediate vicinity, please, I encourage you to go and check out FAM. It is one of the most amazing things. And you're right, to be an Oklahoma, to be an Indian in Oklahoma, and to know all those years ago, before they even broke ground on it, the vision of it, and for it to stall, and that the disappointment that a lot of Indians felt during those years, and the way that our tribes came together. And you can really, really tell that there was a lot of tribal involvement in putting these exhibits together. The Tribal Nations Gallery just plan to take a couple of hours in there, because it is just some of the most I can't even describe it.
It's remarkable, and it's one of the things that I think people need to know about FAM that's unique to FAM is that our curatorial staff and our learning staff are 100% Indigenous. This is one of the only museums of this type and size. You know, what we call this an encyclopedic museum because it encompasses so many different things that actually speaks in the first person. This is, you know, who are we? Who, you know, this is what we do. This is how we think about things. It's not the, the typical third person where it's, oh, they do this and they do that and they did this in the past and so on. So this is a unique opportunity for people in Oklahoma and not just for, Native children, but I think for children all across the spectrum of the population of Oklahoma to come and really learn about, you know, who's living here? How did they get here? And what kind of resilience did they have to show to come to be brought to Oklahoma by the United States government in the 19th century and survive and create a whole culture. I mean, there's so much of Oklahoma that only exists because of the native population.
And, you know, I think that's really important for us to understand, especially as Indians, right? We need to understand and the general population overall, there's a segment of the population that doesn't even think that we exist anymore.
Right.
And so to be able to show our history told by us and to really make people aware of where Indians are today and where we're going and all of these things that a lot of what I call really high-powered natives are really, really continuing to achieve. And yes. I think that that's something that's really important too, is to see the legacy of those that worked to lay this foundation so we as modern Indians can enjoy something like famine and be able to tell our stories in that context.
Absolutely. And the opportunity that AT&T is giving for families to, you know, make this an affordable experience, because on AT&T Sundays, you know, the kids get in for free, but seniors and tribal members are only $10. You know, general admission is 15, but it's still, it's an inexpensive way for you to come and see what's going on at FAM. I would point out right now we have in our small gallery, in the community gallery, a show of recent acquisitions to our art collection that's very interesting. And then in January, you should come back because we're going to have a show that was curated by the Osage Nation of Osage drums and of the artists that made the drums and, you know, what the drums are for and their purpose. And it's a rare opportunity to learn about a unique culture. And it's very complicated. So many people come to FAM from out of state, especially, but even in state, and they just think there's this idea of what we refer to in anthropology as the pan-Indian. You know, everybody speaks the same language, everybody, you know, they're all the same. It's like, no, it's 39 distinct languages, 39 distinct cultures, 39 distinct worldviews and cosmologies. And there's so much to learn, and it's so rich and so diverse. And like you say, it can take hours to get through the Tribal Nations Gallery. I've been here, you know, been walking through it for 2 years now, and I'm not sure that I've actually read every last piece of text in it. So yeah, please, you know, come on an AT&T Sunday, come back. You can become a member if you choose, and then get in for free all year. And we have, you know, many different rotating parts of the exhibit and many different activities here. One of the things we've got coming up for free next week, if you don't know, our museum is actually a celestial clock. We can tell time with it. So on the setting of the winter solstice, there is a tunnel out through our mound, and the sun will set perfectly through the tunnel. And so on the 21st, starting around 4:30, 5 o'clock, you should be here just before 5 so you can see the whole effect. It's free to the public. And we will have a celebration of the winter solstice. And then next summer on June 21st, we have a celebration of the summer solstice when the sun will hit the peak of our mound. So we have, you know, there's lots of things and lots of ways to participate and many, many things to learn about all of the different cultures here in Oklahoma today.
Let's talk about some of the activities that you'll have for the third Sundays, for the AT&T Youth Sundays. Will there be classes or certain things that are geared towards that age group that will be going on those days?
Well, we have every Sunday at 1 o'clock, there will be a docent-led tour, and there are activities within the exhibit that are specifically kid-friendly. I guess, Kelly, if you've been through, you know about the giant map with all of the tribal headquarters on it. And the kids have to, you know, there are bean bags with the names of the tribes and they have to lead them through. I just had a group here last month that we did that with. And after a while, it was like, okay, kids, we got to get on with the rest of what's going on here. There's also interactive computer things within the galleries. There's one right at the very beginning where you can learn to say hello in all 39 languages. And you can also learn a little bit about each of the tribes from that screen. And then there are two interactive games. There's a hand game and there's an interactive form of Chunky, which was a game that was played by the Mississippian culture. And you can learn to do that. It's a virtual. So there will be those things. And then depending on the month, there will be different activities each Sunday and for kids to participate in. We also have a great restaurant. You can come and bring the family and have brunch here on Sunday and, you know, get snacks. And then there's also part of admission is we have films showing different little documentary films about different tribes, and that rotates, that changes every month. And that's in the Five Moons Theater on the far northeast corner of the building. But that's another thing that kids can participate in. And then there's often, we have, you know, depending again on the time of year, there will be demonstrations. We have demonstrations of different arts and crafts that take place in the exchange. So there's lots of things for kids to do here. And we just, as a general learning experience, you're going to get to see things that you're not going to see anywhere else. The Winneco Gallery, all of the objects in there, there's at least three objects from each of the tribes. They were collected here more than 100 years ago. Most of them went to the Smithsonian and have never been seen. So there's an opportunity to see the artistry from Native artists from the 19th and early 20th century that's never been seen and it can't be seen anyplace else.
I just got chills. I love that. I love it. And so if you want to purchase memberships or if you want to buy tickets or learn more about the museum hours or anything else, you can go to famok.org. And they have so many different levels of membership. It's really a great investment just to become a member, because once you go through that tribal nations gallery, like it's kind of like a mini Smithsonian, right? I don't know that you can get through everything in just kind of one city, even if you do say I'm going to be in here for a couple of hours, or even if you lose yourself for a couple of hours, it's amazing.
Right. I've had friends visit from other states. I come from New Mexico, and I've had people visit, and they were going to go and see, you know, come to FAM one day, and then, well, it's Oklahoma City. You got to go to the Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum. And they decided, no, we've got to come back, spend our second day at FAM because we didn't get to see everything. So it's really a great opportunity. And it really is, as you said earlier, I think one of the problems here in Oklahoma is that too much of the tribal community, they've been invisible to people. People don't understand that actually 60% of the native population of the United States lives in Oklahoma. More than 14% of the population of Oklahoma belong to one of the tribal nations here. And that's just been too ignored, if you will. People just aren't aware. It's a question of awareness. And coming to FAM on AT&T Sundays and then becoming a member and getting to participate, this is a way to build your awareness. Build your awareness of the people that live around you, of how many people have participated, tribal members have participated in this state's political system, in this state's artistic life, in this state's business life. I mean, there are one of our galleries, one of our value circles is all about the different, achievements that have happened. There's been Native scientists from Oklahoma, Native artists, the Five Moons. I don't know if your listeners are aware of the ballet dancers, why we have really great ballet companies in both Tulsa and Oklahoma City. Back in the a mid 20th century when no American could become a prima ballerina without, you know, changing her name to a Russian name at the time. Five ladies became the primas of Paris Opera, the Ballet Russe de Monte Carlo, a New York City Ballet, La Scala, and they're all from Oklahoma, and they were all Native American. And that's, you know, that's news. Every time I do a tour, I tell that story. It's very few people who are outside of the dance world know about that.
And, you know, I also want to encourage what you were talking about, grandparents and elders accompanying the young people out there. I greatly encourage that. And another cool thing about the Tribal Nations Gallery is that they have different places that you can sit. So if you can't be on your feet for a long time, or, you know, there are places in there where you can sit and you can hear stories, you can hear right. different tribal stories. And it's, I'm telling you, it's amazing. So if you're worried that you're not going to be able to walk as much, or, you know, don't let that deter you from going in and seeing fam. There's a lot of places to sit. There's a lot of really, and when you're sitting, there's a lot of cool things to learn while you're there. So I hope that folks are encouraged to just go out and you can sit there and you can learn too. It's a beautiful thing.
Right. And we are completely ADA compliant. In addition, if you have trouble walking, we have both motorized carts and wheelchairs available for free when you check into the museum. So if you're worried about how long you have to be on your feet and how long you have to walk around, just check with our guest services people as you check in, and they will be able to provide you with whichever kind of transport you prefer, the cart or a wheelchair. And there are also portable seats available as you enter the gallery that you can carry with you. And when you get tired, just open them up. It's like you're being out at a powwow, and you can sit down and just enjoy reading something. Or as you say, listening, we have our fire circles where we have stories being told on a loop. So, you know, come in and just sit and listen to a story.
Yes, I'm telling you, if you haven't been to FAM, you are missing out. And now there's no excuse. There is no excuse. Every third Sunday is AT&T Youth Sundays at the First Americans Museum. And that's made possible through a $250,000 donation to FAM to make sure that they have ongoing educational courses for these different young people, and they're able to collaborate on different things. And so it's really a very generous thing to make sure that our young people here in Oklahoma are able to just go in there without worrying about how much it costs. And the parents can actually have something that they can do where their kids, they don't have to worry about covering child admission for those days.
Correct. Yes. And then there's also, we have, you know, throughout the year, like I said, there's many different programs. We have summer camps. We have a tech fest for kids late in the spring. So there's lots of things that are kid friendly, and bring the family. We want the whole family. One of the things that you can do that's we have, because of our mound, it's a 2/3 of a mile walk up to the top of the mound, and it is the best view of Oklahoma City anywhere, of downtown Oklahoma City anywhere. And it gives you an opportunity, to experience structure and have a little exercise, have a walk with the family. Just as long as it's not one of those days where it's so windy, you'll get blown off. We have to close it on those days, but it is Oklahoma after all. We do know about wind here.
I mean, it's the first line of our state song, right?
Right.
I mean, what are you going to do? What do you expect? It is where the wind comes sweeping down the plains.
Absolutely.
And especially like where Oklahoma is, it truly is the crossroads of the United States, because it's flat right there. So yeah, the wind can sweep you off your feet if you're not careful. But I like that mound, and I just, especially anywhere you go where there's like, you know, Mount Scott or different places like that where you can actually see different things. Right. I always think about our ancestors and our elders before all of the civilization came around, and being able to look out and look as far as the eye can see. And that was, you know, that was their home. And it was just, I like to think about different things like that. And yeah, that mound and the solstice, it's beautiful. I encourage y'all to check that out. And the AT&T Sundays at the First Americans Museum is going to start this Sunday, December 18th.
Correct.
So if you have family that's coming in, or if, you know, you want to take the kids somewhere while you're finishing shopping or anything else like that, First Americans Museum, you can take them there. And they've got so many things that to see and to do, and it would be a great opportunity to take your family to the First Americans Museum during the holidays and, you know, learn more about American Indians here in Oklahoma.
And you can also do your Christmas shopping here. We have the FAM store, which has items, they are all either created by Native artists here in Oklahoma, or by companies owned by Native artists and entrepreneurs here in Oklahoma City. And we have over 90 different providers for the store. So there are items that are everything, you know, just from, you know, little stickers like the kids like to have, and there's lots of kids stuff. We have lots of kids stuff in the store, go up to, you know, very, very elegant jewelry and pottery and artwork and so on. So, you know, come for the holidays, bring the family, you get to learn something. There's a chance to eat some food here that is inspired by indigenous cuisine. And also you can do your Christmas shopping. So it's it's one stop.
You know what? And that I didn't even mention the store. I didn't, me personally, I tend to get in a little trouble when I go into that store, because it's amazing. And they've got all kinds of things, and they're beautiful jewelry. Oh my gosh, the jewelry. If you love jewelry, prepare yourself and make sure that that, because you're going to want to buy something. I promise.
Absolutely. But,
exactly. And so that's this Sunday that the AT&T Sundays at First Americans Museum. What are the hours? What time does First Americans open on Sundays?
We are open 11 o'clock in the morning to 5 in the afternoon. We like to get the last people through into the galleries by 4 o'clock, so that you have an hour to spend some time in there. So, please come. The restaurant opens right at 11 and the kitchen cooks until about 2 o'clock. And then, you know, people are usually hanging around there till about 3. Please come. It's 11. There's free parking. Yes, I know there's a lot of construction around us right now, but we are open during that. Don't let that put you off. Just, you know, follow the sign, turn in on our First Americans Boulevard there, and, come up the hill to our parking lot and come in and enjoy it. And like we've said, AT&T is providing, you know, for all kids 12 and under are getting in for free this Sunday. So we hope that we see a lot of families, especially in the pre-Christmas season. There's lots going on here. And it's just really a unique opportunity, because the museum itself, you know, is an exhibit. We honor the two tribes that were on the south side of the Oklahoma River historically were the Caddo and the Wichita. And our lodge, the Hall of the People, is modeled after a Wichita grass lodge. The architects, you know, used that design as their inspiration. And then, of course, the Caddo were descended from the Mississippian mound building culture. In fact, 30 of the 39 tribes are descended from one mound building culture or another. And so, of course, we had to build a mound, and we have one. And that honors that tradition of the mound building cultures in what we now call the United States of America, that dates back nearly 7,000 years.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think a lot of people too don't understand that the Wichitas are the ones and the Seminoles. Those are the two tribes that never really got out of their homelands. They're still here. They're This is
well, the Caddo. Yeah, the Caddo are here for, you know, they've been, you know, the Spiro Mounds yes. on the east side of Oklahoma is, you know, ancestral to the Caddo people. So, yeah, they've been here a long, long, long time. And you know, there are a couple of others that came through this territory. I don't want to not acknowledge that there were, you know, the Comanche and Kiowa and the Apache and Pawnee traveled through here regularly. But yeah, the Caddo and Wichita, Tonkawa, and the Plains Apache, they've always been in Oklahoma somewhere.
It's a great thing for your family to go to FAM, take the FAM to FAM. And right. Every third Sunday, AT&T is covering youth admission ages 4 to 12. And so if you want more information, or if you want to buy tickets, if you want to learn about different levels of membership, or if you want a map to know how to get there. And it's super easy. I mean, it's super easy. Free parking, gift shop, food, anything that you want. And you can check it all out if you go online to famok.org. And that their website is totally user-friendly. It'll give you all of the information that you need. But starting this Sunday, your youth can get in there for free and see some really amazing things. So I encourage you to take your family out there, take advantage of this opportunity that AT&T has generously provided us and access to the First Americans Museum. And hey, get your Christmas shopping done, get your holiday shopping done. You can't go wrong. You can't go wrong there with a gift, because everything is really cool and awesome and Native centric. And you really, it's Oklahoma. It truly is Oklahoma. Leon Nadker, thank you so much for taking the time out and to talk to us about this opportunity at the First Americans Museum and AT&T Sundays. Mr. Nadker is the Director of Institutional Advancement for First Americans Museum. And so don't forget, this Sunday, it starts with the admission for youth covered by AT&T. So make your plans to get out there. Doors open at 11. That's a great time to get out there. There's not a lot of traffic, and you know, be some of the first ones to get into the gallery, because I'm telling you, you will not be disappointed. Thank you so much for tuning in. And thank you again for taking the time to come and talk to us about AT&T Sundays at the First Americans Museum.
My pleasure. Thank you.
You've been listening to The Kelly Joe Show on Talk Jive Radio, a Dan Minden production, distributed by the Institute for Native Arts and Media. The views and opinions expressed in this segment are those of the individual and do not necessarily reflect those of the INAM organization. For more information or to donate, you can email Native Arts and Media Institute at gmail.com. And you can always catch past episodes of all segments wherever you get your podcast. Thank you so much for your support.